Still, this is expected to be a better holiday season for retailers compared to last year. They anticipate stronger sales and a much hoped-for rush of holiday shoppers. So many retailers are hiring more seasonal workers than last year. Reporter Shannon Mullen checked out the holiday hiring scene at a mall in Burlington, Massachusetts, and sent this report.
It's early November, and the halls of the Burlington Mall outside Boston are already fully decked. But the stores are still staffing up for the holiday season, including the specialty video gaming retailer GameStop. John Nickel is the company's district manager.
We get everything from the 16-year-old kid who's excited about his first job, and what better job than working at GameStop, to the, you know, 50-year-old candidate who's just looking for something part-time, who just loves playing video games.
In the mall's food court, Nickel is setting up for a job fair with on-the-spot interviews to streamline the holiday hiring process.
We get the folks into the store quickly, and we can start their training process before the craziness of the holiday season starts.
In 2008, many national retailers froze holiday hiring or cut way back. But last year, GameStop hired some 20,000 seasonal employees during the holidays, and the company expects to hire at least that many this year, too. Macy's is also hiring 65,000 seasonal workers. UPS plans to hire 50,000, and JCPenney has 30,000 openings.
And a lot of those companies are kind of bellwethers, and I think a good leading indicator of the direction in which the economy is headed.
Sean Boyer is CEO of the employment search website snagajob.com. He says the company's recent survey of hiring managers at national retailers found that not only are more of them hiring this year,
but they're going to be hiring about 26% more people this year over the holidays than what they did last year.
That's because consumers are expected to spend more this holiday season, 2.3% more, according to the National Retail Federation. That's slightly below the 10-year average, but after a 3.9% decline in sales 2 years ago, retailers are just glad people are spending again.
The holiday season for GameStop is the golden quarter. That's where the majority of our business really lies.
Marisa Andrada is Vice President of Human Resources at GameStop.
If you look at when publishers wait to release their hot titles, they do it all around holiday. So from a strategic standpoint, making sure that we have a pipeline of talent already trained and ready to roll to support the customer, it's a huge part of the company's strategy.
At GameStop's food court hiring fair, a prospective employee shows up for an interview with District Manager John Nickel.
If I were to hire you, how would you contribute to the store's success?
I would try and be as friendly with staff and customers as, you know, as much as I could be.
22-year-old Tim Padden has been job searching since he graduated from college over a year ago.
It's just been too hard to get a teaching job full-time. That's what I'm really looking for.
Padden wants to save up enough money to move out of his parents' house. He likes video games and thinks having a job on his resume, any job, might help him get work after the holidays. Snagajob's Sean Boyer says some seasonal jobs can turn into careers, enough to help chip away at the country's 9.6% unemployment rate. The odds are particularly good at GameStop, where some store managers and the majority of their staff started out as holiday hires. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen.